A creditor panel led by the State Bank of India has okayed the bankruptcy resolution plans of Mukesh Ambani-owned Reliance Digital Platform and AMP Project Services and UV Asset Reconstruction Company for Anil Ambani-owned Reliance Communications and its assets. Reliance Digital Platform houses all digital businesses of Reliance Industries Limited, including Reliance Jio Infocom. Under the resolution plan, the lenders will likely receive 70% or about 23,000 crore of their dues. This is likely to be the highest ever recovery of dues by financial creditors in the troubled telecom sector and in the resolution process under the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code. And NBSP. In the case of Bhushan Steel and SR Steel, the recovery was 63% and 60%, respectively, going by data of the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Board of India. All the creditors on the panel have approved the resolution plan submitted by UV Asset Reconstruction Company for Reliance Communications, the Anil Ambani-owned company informed in a regulatory filing. As for subsidiaries, the creditor panel has okayed UV Asset Reconstruction Company and SQO's plan for Reliance Telecom and Reliance Digital and SQO's proposal for Reliance Infratel. Going by the approved resolution plans, Reliance Communications and SQO lenders will claw back priority payments of 4,300 crore made to Chinese, 1,300 crore rupees, and Indian lenders, 3,000 crore rupees, a senior banker confirmed. And NBSP. The loans of Chinese lenders will reduce by over 60%, 8,000 crore rupees, from 12,000 crore to 4,000 crore. The buyers will have access to Reliance Communications and SQO assets, including airwaves in the 850 MHz or MHz band in 14 of India and SQO's 22 telecom circles. Reliance Infratel has about 43,000 telecom towers as well as some fiber assets and data centers. In January 2020, UV Asset Reconstruction Company had emerged as the highest bidder for Reliance Communications and Reliance Telecom. And NBSP. Mukesh Ambani and SQO's Reliance Jio had also made the biggest bid of 4,700 crore for the tower and fiber assets of Reliance Infratel. UV Asset Reconstruction Company had bid 14,000 crore for spectrum, real estate assets as well as the enterprise and data center businesses held in Reliance Communications and Reliance Telecom. Besides, bids also came from Bharti Airtel and alternative investment firm Vade Partners. Reliance Communications, once a flagship company of the Anil Ambani-led Reliance Group, filed for bankruptcy in early 2019.